WSRN News, I'm John Scott. All eyes are on Washington as Ukraine's President Zelensky, along with European and NATO leaders, all meet with President Trump. The BBC's David Willis says this gathering follows Mr. Trump's sit-down last week with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
In a message on his social media platform Truth Social, Donald Trump reinforced two of Russia's key conditions to ending the conflict, that Ukraine relinquish its claim to join NATO and recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea. That will not please Mr. Zelensky, who is expected to face pressure to accept a peace deal following what the White House described as a productive meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. It's thought that central to negotiations could be Russia's demand for the withdrawal of Ukrainian forces from the Donbass region of Ukraine.
Hurricane Erin began pelting parts of the Caribbean with rain and wind today before it's expected to churn up dangerous surf and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast this week. Evacuations being ordered on a few islands along North Carolina's Outer Banks. Even though the storm is unlikely to make direct landfall, authorities have warned that some roads could be swamped by waves of 15 feet. Angela Taws, a co-owner of Connor's Supermarket, located in the Outer Banks, says some folks already self-evacuating while others are hunkering down.
We're usually here because, like I said, we do feel that duty to our community to be here for the cleanup and as soon as things start to happen again to be available for them. Now, I have a couple of our staff members have already evacuated and a couple have already said, I'm not going anywhere. So we're just sort of feeling all that out.
Forecasters confident that Erin will turn northeast and away from the eastern U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 29 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 26. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana.
Liz Merle says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are using sexual violence against Christians and other religious minorities in Africa. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic has documented cases of sexual assault, sexual slavery, and forced marriage affecting hundreds of women and girls. In mineral-rich eastern Congo, the UN reports nearly 800 cases last year, often accompanied by extreme physical violence. This is SRN News. President Trump putting his personal stamp on the Kennedy Center and its annual awards program. Correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Earlier this year, the president installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and replaced the board with his supporters. This past week, he personally announced the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors and revealed that he will host the ceremony in December. Donald Trump has complained of a woke agenda at the Kennedy Center and in D.C.'s cultural institutions, including the National Endowment of the Humanities and the Smithsonian Museums. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The explosion last week at U.S. Steel's Pittsburgh area plant has reignited debate about its future. The Clairton plant is part of a long-standing steelmaking tradition in the Mon Valley, and it faces uncertainty. The plant has a history of accidents and fines, raising concerns about safety and maintenance. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.